Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Okay, hey everybody. Welcome to Spirit Connection Live. Doug Addison here, June 4th, 2014. And I am having trouble, not with our website like last month, but I'm having trouble with my own Mac, my own computer. I just popped my backup Mac in just now. That's why my color, that's why my hair looks green, because I didn't have a chance to adjust the color or anything on it yet. But we're here, we're going, and Nina's in the chat room. And so I'm really excited this month that, to bring you a prophetic word and about what God's doing. And I am shifting things around here because this is my backup Mac book that I have never done this on, and so I'm having to readjust some things right now. But let's pray. Father, I thank you for the fact that we're getting warfare is just such a good indicator that you're going to do something. Just like last month, the message almost didn't go out, and this month I just know that you're doing something new. Father, I just know that you're going to do something new in people's hearts, and so Father, I pray that you would just open up the heavens right now. We pray for technical difficulties to stop. We also pray for your presence to be here and increase right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, last month my website went down right during the webcast. We had 5,000 people come, and we had a problem, which we fixed, by the way. This month, believe it or not, my MacBook that works all the time, I have this thing, I use it all the time for my webcast, just all of a sudden started acting up. And then now my backup Mac, which is right in front of you, is off a little bit in color and things like that. But I want to get this prophetic word out, and I hope you can hear me okay, because I'm using my internal microphone and not anything else, so that I hope everyone can hear me. I haven't heard anything. But I'm going to just get going. All right. So last month, I released this prophetic word. I know that's why we're still having technical difficulties, because it was one of the more powerful prophetic words I've ever released. And it was called The Sudden Changes. And you can find it on my website, dougaddison.com. Go to the blog. Also, you could look at last month's Spirit Connection. We did get it recorded because my stream was working fine. Everything's working fine right now, except for my color, so we'll just keep it rolling. So this month, I have this follow-up prophetic word, but what happened with the wind of change, that prophetic word, you know, we're starting to see these things happen in our lives, is what I'm hearing from people. I'm hearing that we're hitting like a rough patch all of a sudden. Maybe, have you noticed it? You know, old stuff's coming up. Maybe your children are starting to have trouble. Maybe some health stuff's kicking up. Maybe you're feeling discouraged. I've talked to so many people feeling so discouraged, like giving up, and some even suicidal. But there's this, suddenly everything's looking opposite from the sudden change prophetic word. And so I've got some good news in this webcast and how to respond. And so you know, God's on the move right now. And just before something truly new comes, it quite often looks the opposite. And the enemy comes in and tries to distract you. Kind of like a mesmerizing type of spirit is working overtime right now to get you to look at your problems and not on the solution. People are starting to, you know, act up. I tell you, it is so kind of textbook. It's so biblical. Right before anything new happens, and I talked about this last month, and it's been on my blog and articles, before anything new happens, there's always that kickback. There's always that rough time. David gets anointed by Samuel, and then he gets chased by Saul. The Apostle Paul has an encounter with Jesus in Acts chapter 9 on the road to Damascus, and then he runs, and people try to kill him. Jesus even gets the Holy Spirit, you know, and the Holy Spirit falls upon him, and then he goes into the wilderness. He's tempted. I mean, that was some serious business for him. And, you know, it's very, very biblical for things like this to happen. But I want to tell you right now how we can break out of it, and we're going to do that. And I even hit some rough times, a series. I've had such rough times, but I've been keeping my focus on the Lord. I'm telling you, keep your focus on the Lord. I've got the word from God that this is, you know, just tell you to help you through this and stay on track. And in the middle of this, you know, we've been getting all kinds of blessings as well. So we have to be careful that we don't come into agreement with the enemy. See, when tough times hit, we want to come in agreement with what God has, because, you know, on earth as it is in heaven, right? And in heaven, you know, this stuff is being released. On earth, we have to work it out. Matthew 18, chapter 18, verse 18 and 19, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And this is a principle. Again, in verse 19, he says, again, I tell you that if two of you agree together that about anything, if you ask, it will be done by my Father in heaven. See, we agree with God, but you got to be very careful not to agree with the enemy. It's the same principle going on. If you start watching the stuff going around, you believe even it's happening, and all this doubt swirling and stuff like that, that we want to come into agreement right now. So let's do that. Let's break off this stuff. Let's break off the junk. And Father, we break off discouragement right now and the plan of the enemy to blind us from whatever it is you're doing, from the new things, and reveal to us your plan in Jesus' name. We come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. Come into agreement with heaven over each person, over myself, over Inlight Connection in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Okay, so you can listen to the webcast archive and catch last month's. We did get it recorded, and the web stream was still working. And you know, whenever we have these problems, it's just such a sign that there's so much attack against the words, you know, the prophetic words that are going out right now. So, you know, as God begins to do something new, it's time to say goodbye to the old. And that's where we are now. For years, myself and other prophetic people have been prophesying, talking about transition, transition, transition. And, you know, now it's actually here. We are in the new. And so this new level is here. You can expect to continue to see things happen at an accelerated pace. And we're moving into a time where we can accomplish more with less effort. That's what we're going to see. The key to it is God's timing. And I want to talk about God's timing in just a little bit. But to know what to focus on specifically, what season you're in, and how to respond. So June gloom, that's what I'm calling it. We start out with June gloom. We have that in Los Angeles. That's when the ocean is a different temperature there. The land is heating up faster than the water. And so that's a different variables happening. It causes fog. And that's kind of like where we are right now is the water. Things are rising. The temperature's rising. Things are adjusting right now, but that fog's going to list. The cool thing about fog is, I found this out from any kind of weather patterns from flying a lot, the sun is still shining above those clouds, the darkest clouds, and God is still at work. He's still on the move in your life, no matter what it might look like. July 7 through 14, watch for this, 7 through 14, 7-7 through 7-14-14, watch for something new to emerge. I wanted to say that just in case I don't get to on my next webcast. Before that, I have my webcast first Wednesday of every month. But here's what I heard God say, the outcasts are coming, the outcasts are coming, the outcasts are coming. I've been talking about it for a number of years, about this move of God where those who have been outcast from Christianity, maybe wounded by the church, are actually going to come back to God in such a strange and radical way. And there's a group of people actually being held, I call it being held in reserve almost. And right now God is preparing, the Spirit of God is preparing for a most astounding movement we've ever seen. And I really believe that we're upon this right now, but it's going to look strange. So this group of people don't really know who they are yet. Many of them seem hopeless. Many of them have grown up in church, or maybe not even in church, but maybe have been wounded and drifted. Hey, do you know this type? Maybe they grew up in church. They know God, still love God. They smoke pot, play in a band, or just living their life. You know that type. There's people around us everywhere. It might be your own kids, your own grandkids. But I believe that God is doing something with this group, and they're in reserve right now. And I heard this, God tell me this, to repeat this prophetic word from Isaiah 44, 3 through 5. I've been talking about this for a while, but this is a prophecy about this group that's going to come forward. I will pour out my water on a dry and thirsty land and streams on dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in the meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Yet others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. And still others will write on their hand, the Lord's and take the name of Israel. Listen, there's a commitment level coming to a generation of people living in a dry time. And that's us. There's a group of people living in a dry time, dry spiritually. We haven't seen a lot going on right now. We're overdue for a major movement of God. And there's this commitment level coming where we're trying to get people to, you know, to live for something. This group that's rising up is going to die for something. They're looking for something to die for. And God has them in reserve. Jesus said in John 14:12, he said, "Truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will do works greater than I am doing, and the greater things then, because of I'm going to the Father." So God is doing something new, and we're going to be doing greater works than Jesus. I mean, it's an amazing thing. I believe this generation is emerging right now. There's no age limit to this group. They're already starting to rise up. We're seeing a rumbling happen. But usually, I don't know about you, when God does something new in your life, like I was saying before, it all looks opposite. Things will begin to rock and look opposite. Things will begin to go different ways. And so this particular age bracket, you know, we don't want to put them in any pigeonholes. It would be best to describe it. There's no particular age bracket, but the best way to describe them is that they've been disillusioned. They really don't know what it is that God is doing yet. But you'll see this, the best of the best of being saved for the last. Best of the best are being saved for the last. Look at the sports. In sports, in the Olympics, they're breaking records right now. I mean, there's amazing record-breaking things happening. And my generation has to do steroids to keep up. And they cheat. And they had to cheat to keep up with the younger generation or this new generation arising. I don't want to put any age limit on because I'm 55, so anyone's younger for me. But what God's doing right now is outside the church, and it will look strange. And that's why I'm announcing this. Let me just say it like it is. I really would love to write a book called Tattoos and Piercings, Zombies and Vampires, A Guide to Understanding Your Children, because that's what's going on today. It's the strangest looking thing that's going on out there. But you know what? I've fallen in love with this group. I've fallen in love with the people who are just unusual. And these people are right at work. This isn't like something, you know, like hanging out at some biker bar or anything anymore. It's people are attracted to zombies and vampires. And I wrote about this in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now. I have a little section in it on understanding the metaphor, the symbolic meaning behind this draw to zombies and vampires. One day I just looked up and was noticing, oh, wow, everyone's, like almost everyone is like drawn to this. They're, you know, like a whole group of people is drawn to zombies and vampires. It's on TV. We'll see it everywhere. It's in the movies. Oh, here's the symbolic side. You know, from a prophetic, I'm a seer. So if I look at that, I think, wow, what's a zombie? All right. Let's start with vampires. Because it's pointed in the wrong direction, right? But let's look at the other side of it. What would be the metaphoric meaning there? Jesus did parables to explain things in the kingdom of God. So I would say if Jesus was doing a parable right now, I'm not going to compare myself to Jesus, but I'm doing a parable. And this would be vampires are very similar to people who are seeking God, but they're seeking in the wrong place, right? But they can't die, but they want to. The only thing that can kill them, by the way, is a silver bullet to the heart, which is redemption. Silver's redemption. So redemption to change their heart is the only way they can change. They can't see themselves in the mirror, right? And if they can't see themselves in the mirror, they don't know who they are. They don't know their self-image. They don't know what it is they're called to do. And check this out. They're only after the blood in a wrong way. But here's what's going to happen. God's going to shift that around, and we're going to see a change happen. They want to be eternal. They're looking in the wrong places. Zombies. Let's look at this one. You know, they're the undead. They're alive, but no vision or no real direction of what to do. This is a metaphor thing, by the way. They're scary looking to other people. If you don't understand them, they're kind of scary looking. And then in every zombie movie, there's always the zombie apocalypse. And that's where the zombies all come out of the graves all at once and come into the cities. That's a revival. That is a move of God. That is what we're going to see. We're going to see the undead. We're going to see those who are have been hopeless, clueless, all of a sudden one day wake up. Now, they won't be all cleaned up. They'll still look like zombies. You know what I mean? They'll still I'm talking symbolically. They'll still be unusual, and they'll come in and freak everybody out. And I've been meeting some of these people. So we're going to see an amazing move of God in the generation of people who have been an outcast. Well, here's good news. If you have been having trouble with your kids, if you've been having things happen, you know, I was on the phone today with a friend, and he told me this verse, and I thought, wow, can I use that on my webcast tonight? Because this is it. You know, this is, if you have been hanging on for your children, this is what the Lord says, Jeremiah 31, 16 through 17. And it says, this is what the Lord says, restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. And they, we're talking about the kids, they will return from the land of the enemy. And so they will, and there is hope for your descendants, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their own land. And I just want to prophesy this right now. I'm prophesying Jeremiah 31, 16 and 17 over you, over your family, over your kids, grandkids, whoever. And I'm calling forth people to be returned, for the enemy has came and, you know, really wiped things out. And we've been weeping. The Lord has seen the tears of those who've been praying. And it's time to rejoice. Something new is happening. Something new is shaking. And we're going to see a lot of shaking. We had two earthquakes in Southern California this past week, Friday, May 30th, and Sunday, June 1st. Now, nothing, doesn't take a prophet to say there's an earthquake in California. But I was part of those two earthquakes. I actually felt the ground rumble, and God spoke to me when it was happening. And Friday, May 30th, at 8 p.m., right at 8 o'clock, sharp, a 3.8 earthquake, which is a tiny one, actually, a little tremor, but it was in San Pedro, which is St. Peter, and Peter was the rock. God's going to rock something new. Then on Sunday, June 1st, right before 8 o'clock, it was like a few minutes before, and this one was in Westwood or L.A., 3.8, again, 3.8, right before 8 p.m., 8 is new beginnings, and I looked up the 3.8, and I'll show you Revelation 3.8 in just a moment, but the first thing is on Sunday, you know, I had heard, I just felt compelled to, you know, get ready, be ready. I mean, my goodness, we had a couple of earthquakes. We've had seven of them since we moved here back to L.A. Since last August. And so we decided to go buy some things to strap down the TV. And so on Sunday night, right before 8 o'clock, right when the earthquake was happening, I was actually strapping down my TV with earthquake straps, and something we do in L.A. And it was right at that moment that we'd get another one. And I knew it was a parable, the television. It was the new television, right? And it was the new vision, television. It was a new vision that God's going to, you better strap things down right now, because he's going to shake your understanding of how things work. And this is not a judgmental word. I'm not saying that judgment, in fact, do not quote me that judgment is hitting this area, because it is God rocking things open. And we're going to see some amazing things. In fact, it was the wind of change that came and begin to change things, and now we're seeing doors open because of it. And so Revelation 3:8, because this was a 3.8 earthquake, says, I know the deeds. I know your deeds. Jesus is saying this to the church of Philadelphia. In fact, let me just back it up to verse 7, because really verse 7 can't be separated from verse 8. So Revelation 3:7-8, the angel to the church of Philadelphia, right? These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. Now that's authority, the key of David. This is what Jesus said. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. And I know that you have little strength. I know that you've kept my word and that you have not denied my name. And because of this, God is now, he's going to open a door. In fact, Revelation 3:8, two earthquakes, something is opening over Southern California, not just Southern California. We're going to see east meets west, west meets east. I mean, we're going to see some stuff happen, but this was a sign that something new is coming. The key of David is new authority. The wind of change has opened a new door that can't be shut, new things. And when God says, I've seen your deeds, he's not talking about bad things. I've seen your heart, he says. And that you know, he says that you have not denied my name. You know, that's a misunderstood statement. Most people think to not deny the name of Jesus means that you have to testify everywhere you go and say the name of Jesus, even if it's rude and turn people off. That is not true at all. And that's why we've fallen on our faces, in not in a repentant way, but we've fallen on our faces with evangelism, with reaching out to people, with sharing God's love, because we've been blowing everybody away with the shotgun and not really being sensitive like Jesus was. He was sensitive to each person. And so we're going to see this change. In fact, I'm feeling the shaking already. I've been having new dreams about about flying, about new things being released, and about some radical stuff that's going to happen and some positive things. But, you know, whenever the new comes, especially in the prophetic, there's an attack on prophetic spiritual leaders right now. I don't know if you know this, but a few that I know of anyway, my spiritual fathers, and I haven't heard any mothers or women that I know of being sick, but there's people being hit right now. And when we're praying for them, and the two that I know of, James Gall, father of mine, he's had this herniated disc, and John Paul Jackson, who has suddenly cancer in his leg, and both of them are taking time off. And these guys are, they're well into the prophetic. And I know that when you get an attack on the spiritual leaders, the prophetic leaders, there's others actually that are going through this attack. We're going to see something new emerge. We really will. And so they're part of the, some of the strong prophetic leaders. They are really part of that that group. And so we just want to pray for them. God, we just pray for healing for James Gall, for the herniated disc, for the cancer that he has, and pray for total healing and the support he needs, and for John Paul Jackson too, who both of these guys are my spiritual fathers. I just say, Father, would you come in and bring healing, just an absolute remarkable total turnaround healing with both of them. And we pray for Streams Ministries in Jesus' name. Now, I learned from my dream interpretation. I was on staff with John Paul Jackson and learned a lot from both of these guys. And so when you see the attack on the spiritual fathers starting to happen, we know we're about to get something new prophetically. And so as we do this, now God wants us to hear his voice. This is really crucial. Hearing the voice of God pulls it all together. And the church has kind of kicked out the hearing God because it got weird, overall. But part of the church is still embracing it. But, if you're walking, doesn't mean you have to be a prophet. That's a problem we have right now. Everyone thinks they're a prophet, and the ones that are a prophet probably aren't, but they're prophetic. And so if you are walking in this thing where God is releasing new things, and you're a prophet in the making, or just a prophetic person, everyone can hear God, but you're going to come against rejection. You're going to come up against rejection. And this is what messes everybody up, really, from being able to hear God consistently, is you hit that rejection patch. So as you start moving into the new things, listen, this is the stuff that God's doing. As you start moving, people are not going to agree with you. And so don't take it personal when people won't agree with the new wind of change that's happening. So we do need to hear the voice of God right now. This is the time to learn to discern. It's a problem we have right now is everyone like they don't know if it's good or evil. They just assume everything's evil until they test it. And if we just would practice more, if we would listen to the Lord, Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to discern good from evil. They've trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. I train myself. I journal every day. If you want to train yourself, go back to the last time you were able to hear God clearly. Write down what it felt like. What did it smell like? What did it taste like? In the spiritual realm, how did it come to you? See, if you don't study those real things from God, how do you know when a counterfeit comes? We really got to just get up and get matured. Just like Hebrews says, solid food is for the mature who have used it a lot and who have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Do you know how many people I have writing things against me and telling me I have false doctrine? And are they even looking at the fruit of my life? Only one that I know of has actually contacted me to ask me what I really believe out of the ones who are just slandering me. And especially now that I'm even doing the newer things, So as we're doing these new things, we don't want to be above reproach. You know, I do. I listen to people when they come up to me and tell me things, you know, about, you know, what they feel. And I just ask God to speak to me, you know. But we need to know God's timing as we're going through things. See, that his will and his timing are two really huge things that's going to set things apart for us. And so his timing, let me just go through this. I have a couple things. I released an article this week, and it was on my blog. I think I got on Elijah List. It wasn't my monthly prophetic word, by the way. So I don't know if you'll see two from me this month, but that was just one on my blog that I had written. It was about what would happen when your prophetic word doesn't come about. You know, what's the deal with that? And so what I found is most prophetic people really lack something, and that is prophetic depth perception. Everything looks like it's here, when in reality it might be out here. Or there may be some other factors. I've learned for a long time now, after operating in the prophetic for a long time, that, you know, God's ways are not our ways. And even when he speaks, it may seem like it's going to happen, but there's so many other factors involved. And so, you know, what you want to do when you get a prophetic word, or especially if you're getting something new right now, ask God and yourself a few of these things. Watch this. Are you in a time of learning? Or being trained. So that would make a difference. If you're a time of learning, God will challenge you with things. Are you in a time of testing? You know that everything's not a test, by the way. Everything's not a correction. There's a default people have, that everything's a correction, which is inaccurate. Maybe it's the enemy coming against you. Well, you got to know, is this the enemy coming against you? Maybe it's God allowing you to show things, but it's not always that. Or maybe it's God trying to strengthen you to overcome the battles. You really got to journal things out and walk through this with God to be able to tell what he's doing. So how to respond is pray and ask God to show you what the enemy does not want you to see. I've been saying this over and over, and I got this from my friend Arthur Burke, and pray that you would, that he told me to do this a few years ago, and it's just really revolutionized my life. Pray that God will show you what the enemy does not want you to see. Next thing to do is just do something simple towards it. Maybe do some research, read a book, go to a conference, something, towards that. But here's what will derail you in the prophetic and hearing God. No response at all. That will derail you. It's just not doing anything, not praying it in, not being concerned about it. Now, some of the things are for the future and some for now. So there is a prayer you can pray. God, show me what's for now and what's for later. It's very powerful. Now, or other thing that'll derail you is you can overinterpret by, mistiming, or maybe you overinterpret the magnitude of the word. You know, in other words, you get a word from God. I know someone that got a word about an earthquake, and I won't tell you the details of it, but God spoke to him about the earthquake, and he over-responded on that, and made release this whole thing about, you know, an earthquake coming on a certain day, and you know, it didn't come in his town, it came in another country, and I remember that, I remember thinking that maybe he's overinterpreting this, but you know what the good thing came out of it? Even though he overinterpreted it, the whole area was prepared for an earthquake. So there was good that came out of it, but sometimes we can overinterpret. Maybe God told you to write a book, and you over, not necessarily, let me just use this example. Maybe God tells you to do something new, and we overinterpret the magnitude of it, and then that'll do the third thing, which is over-respond. If you overinterpret, then you're probably going to over-respond. You try building it too big all at once. Normally, by the way, everything I've figured out with God, he's very organic in nature and allows things to unfold over time. Remember that he's the God that says, do not despise small beginnings. So we're in this thing like, hey, God spoke to me. Bam, go take out a loan and everything. I see so many people derail. I've seen people spend thousands of dollars on a website name without even a product or a business because they heard the Lord say to buy the website. That is an example of overinterpretation and overresponding. You have to grow into it. You have to get a plan still. Jesus even talked about plans. He said, if you were going to build, something, wouldn't you first consider what it was going to cost you? You know, count the cost. This is the same with the prophetic. And so too often we don't let it kind of open up over time. With God, there's no limits. God is limitless. I want to encourage you right now that what you can do through His love and power has no limits because He is the unlimited God. You have access to everything you need, everything, because the Holy Spirit is within you, and you have access to, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. You have access to through the blood of Jesus. You have it all, really. I mean, honestly, we have so much. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Matthew 19:28 or 19:26, but with God, all things are possible. We need to have this kind of mentality. I have that kind of a mentality. All things are possible. But at the same time, I have to be careful that I don't fold under the pressure of, trying to do everything at once. You know what holds most people back? It's a four-letter word that starts with F. Yes, I just said that. It's fear. Fear. Fear of being deceived. Fear of getting out of God's timing. I've heard people get up in front of groups and say, oh my God, I'm just so afraid to be out of God's timing. So because of that, you're afraid to do anything. Fear of failing. Fear of doing something out of your own strength instead of God's perfect will. My goodness, it shuts everybody down. That's not the Spirit of God. God is unlimited. Fear is actually, it's a spirit. It's Timothy 1:17, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We need to break fear off of us right now. Break this fear. That way, I fear the Lord. I do. I fear the Lord. I don't step into fear of different things. I really battle those things off. So, Father, we break off the fear. We break off the things that have stopped us in the past, that's kept us from moving forward. And God, I thank you for this prophetic word that's going to go out, and it's kind of been an unusual one, and we're running a little behind because of technical difficulties, but I know that something new is going to come out of this. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, you can go to my website, dougaddison.com, and please consider donating to us. We've actually upgraded everything on our website, got things going. And what we do is I teach people how to hear the voice of God, specifically with dreams, the prophetic, how to interpret tattoos now and reaching out to people, also how to find your destiny. And so I'll be going to, we're going to take the Doug and Pony Show on the road. I leave tomorrow to go to I'll fly into Philadelphia to go to Seaville, New Jersey. And I thought it was interesting that the Revelation 3:7 and 8, it was to the Church of Philadelphia, and I'm flying into Philly tomorrow. But we'll be driving out to Seaville, New Jersey, June 6th and 7th. I'm going to do some stuff on the prophetic, I'll do some stand-up comedy and stand-up comedy ministry. I'll be talking about how to find your destiny. Kind of a mix of a few things is going to release something, I really hope, in New Jersey. I'm really, really, really praying. And then on Friday, June 6th and 7th in New Jersey. Then on June 26th, I'm doing a workshop. And it's called Prophetic Strategy Group Workshop. And this is in Los Angeles. It's in Woodland Hills. Anybody can come. It's part of a conference that I'll be speaking at called the Tipping Point Hollywood, which is June 26th through the 28th. But I'll be doing a workshop to start it off from Thursday, 2 to 4 p.m. And it is run, this particular workshop is run by my ministry. And I'll be walking a small group through specifically how to respond to prophetic words. I'll be giving everybody in the group a prophetic word and be talking about the things that, I'll workshop this for you, a prophetic strategy group workshop. And so go to my website, dougaddison.com. You can sign up for it. And it is in Woodland Hills. And then Tipping Point Hollywood, myself, Sean Bolts, Johnny Enlow, Charles Robinson, a whole bunch of other people are going to be there June 26th through the 28th, and it's at the same place, Independence Studio in Woodland Hills. And then on Sunday, we're going to close the month. I have a few events this month. We're going to close the month off with June 29th. On Sunday night, I'll be in Northridge. Northridge is outside, it is LA, but it's in the valley. I'll be at Inspire World Ministries in Northridge, doing a fun time, a fun gig that night at 6 p.m. Go to my website, dougaddison.com/events, or just click on the event page. And also remember, I have the daily prophetic words that I've been releasing. I do daily words, weekly blogs and monthly articles like I'm doing here. This will be in an article soon. But the daily words, just go to my website. You'll see them there. Get them delivered right to your email. Also, you can sign up to receive the notifications of my blogs. And I've got the Dream Crash Course. You want to understand dreams? Take it all online. You can even take the free Jumpstart course. It's on my website as well. The tattoo and piercing, prophetic tattoo and piercing interpretation, which is going to be going away soon. So take it now. Okay, I've got Nina in the chat room, and I'm going to switch over here and get things going. I hope that she's been doing some chatting. I'm sorry about the color. My goodness, I have my color all set. And now it's all off because I'm using a different MacBook. It looks like I have green hair. I have blonde hair, ladies and gentlemen. And I do have glasses at the moment, but I'm just seeing if I can make some slight adjustments on the color, but I don't think I can. But anyway, I'm going to got Nina in the chat room, and let's see what's going on. Let me just take my glasses off and increase the screen size. That'll work. There we go. Wow, that works really good. Okay, what's going on? Let me find the next. Okay, she says, I look and sound great. Thank you very much. You and Linda have a marriage that is, let me go see if I can see this. You and Linda have a marriage that is a divine alliance. Can that be done on an online dating service, right? In other words, I have a message called End Time Marriages or Divine Alliance. It's in my book. It was an angelic encounter that I had back in 1991, that God is doing something and bringing couples together, not just for marriages, but ministries and businesses as well. That's why I'm excited about the Tipping Point Hollywood, where we're going to be talking about, you know, the prophetic words over Hollywood and LA, but also with businesses. We're going to have business people there and people in the industry. But can you do it on an online dating service? You know what? If you pray about it, there is no limits to what you can do. Be very careful. Pray about it. Hey, you know what? Be creative. Ask, seek, and knock. Matthew 7:7. Be very creative and be very careful. But as far as I can tell, as long as God and whoever else around you is okay with it, I would have no problem at all. Especially if, you know, if you want to meet someone and you can't meet anyone, my goodness, we have the internet right there. All right. Question. You and Linda, all right, here comes another one. I could feel something. Let me just turn this up a little bit higher. I can't read. There we go. Here we go. Here's a question. I could feel something stand behind me, but saw nothing. And then I heard a light sound of chimes or bells, like a bike bell. Could that be an angel? Yes, it could be very much an angel. Now, how do you know the difference between an angel and something trying to, like a lot of Christians say, oh, be careful. It's an angel of light, of darkness disguising itself as an angel of light. You know how you know? Is the presence of the Lord. A demon cannot imitate the presence of the Lord. And if you sensitize yourself to the presence of God, what that feels like, what it smells like, what it tastes like, then you'll know the difference between it. That's why I journal. That's why I teach people to journal. And I'm working on a new training. It's on how, I've never released a prophetic training, but it's hearing the voice of God 365 all the time. And I talk about those things and how to discern. So yes, could very well be an angel. Now, if it was it was possible that it was, you know, demonic, you just have to look at the fruit. You have to look and see what was going on. What was the feeling? You know, here's a dream. Someone prophesied over me that I'd have a baby this year, but something went wrong with his eyes, and he will see these. He will see three-dimensional. Excuse me. So babies represent new things, new jobs, new gifts, new anointings, anything new. Babies represent the new, and so in this one. Something went wrong, but this isn't wrong. Three-dimensional is a spirit in three-dimensional eyes. The gift that God's giving you is a three-dimensional gift of the prophetic. It is different than most people prophesy with their mouth. This is a seeing gift. I have that type of seeing gift. Things become three-dimensional to me where I can see what God wants me to see, and that's what's going on with you. But remember, baby, it's an infant state. You know, gifts are not born mature, and you have to work with it, but it's a good sign. All right, I got another one here. a dream that a raccoon kept trying to attack me, and it bit my left hand, and I fought it off, and I went inside a camper trailer. And it was an attack of the enemy. Raccoons, they look like they had the bandit, you know, attack of the enemy, trying to steal something, and it bit your left hand, right? This is your left hand. This is the side where, you know, we have the wedding ring. In other words, this is the side of your family calling. There's a calling that the enemy's trying to steal and rob from you something that you were born to do. And, you know, to get over it, you went into a camper trailer. It means pull back. You know, campers are usually a time of rest. If you go into a time of relaxation and rest, you're going to see something change. God's going to give you insight into it. All right, here's another dream. An angel was giving a single woman a red rose, and he gave me a dozen red roses. What does that mean? Well, roses, and first of all, because it was an angel in the dream, it's a good thing, something coming from God to you and a friend. And so red roses representing the good things from God. You know, the red is redemption. Roses are you know, they are growth. They bring beauty. They bring fragrance. I wouldn't go as far as overinterpreting. Remember, an overinterpretation of this dream would be that you're going to get married. That would be overinterpretation because you don't have enough revelation in there to know the intensity of that application. So I would start with, all right, there is something new God's giving you, and it's going to be an increase. 12 could be, you know, the governmental leadership in your life. But then again, I don't know, you know, it might not be. So you have to write it down and watch it unfold. That's how I do it. Watch it unfold later on and see what he does give you. Same with that someone gave you a prophetic word about the baby and the 3D. You know, that you have to write that down, pray it in. Father, bring that into my life. You know, increase that right now. Okay, here we go. Do we have another one? I had in a dream. I had blonde hair, but it was growing out like a woman's hair when the roots needed to be dyed again. Gosh, sounds like me. The roots were my natural color. Okay, is this about me? No, I had blonde hair, but it was growing out like a woman's hair, and the roots had to be dyed. I assume that you don't have blonde hair and that you don't dye your hair, if that's the case. That hair talks about wisdom and that you're growing in wisdom. And even though that you had blonde hair and it was growing out, it means that you're growing in wisdom, but because it was growing out like a woman's hair and it was blonde, you're growing in the gift of wisdom and strength. But it is also it's a soft side. I don't want to say feminine because it's a really, really soft side of wisdom. Wisdom sometimes can get, wow, bam, hard. You ever meet someone with the gift of wisdom? They can set you straight like that. But someone who has the gift that knows how to operate in it, it's another story, and that's what that dream means. All right, here's another one, a spiritual question. When I was young, I woke up to see a gold hand covering me. Can you expound on this? Well, the gold hand was representing God's covering, and the gold, you know, it just saying that there's an anointing, there's a covering for you for financial blessing, and so it's been all your life. I wonder that I love interviewing people like this. I don't really have time right now to interview you, but I just love talking and asking these questions. Hey, if you had that when you were a kid, and it's gold representing, you know, the financial blessing, so what kind of tax have you had? I wonder if it was the opposite, because usually the enemy comes in and tries to get us pointed into the opposite direction, something like that. All right. Okay, here's another one. Here's a dream. I saw a crash truck that was carrying cars. And so it was, the truck was crashed. It was carrying cars. And it was seeing that there was damage of the cars lining the road. So a car, you know, those trucks that carry cars, usually they represent, you know, helping other ministries, someone that actually over like an apostolic, almost like a repair or a ministry that helps rejuvenate people. Well, it's showing you that this has happened. This is actually, there's been a damage to that. So even though you don't know who it is, you'll need to pray in the Spirit and ask God to show you who it is, or to show you, to say, oh God, we don't want this to happen. There's an attack coming on a ministry or an organization, most likely a ministry, who helps others. And it doesn't mean it's going to be reality yet, because it could be a heads up or an intercession dream for you to begin to pray and make sure that everything is right. So that's an intercession dream and a prophetic dream. All right, here's another one. It's a repeated dream. I'm in school, and I used to dream that I wasn't doing the homework at school. Now I'm choosing to do the homework. And so you're repeating over and over this dream. Whenever you have a repeated dream or a reoccurring dream, that means God wants to establish this in your life, or he wants to change it in some way, change something in some way to where you do it. And this actually, reoccurring dream, they were in school. It's a time of learning. And so being in a time of learning, and then you weren't doing your homework, now you are, and you're still having the dream, then you're actually going to now advance, because it's showing you that you're beginning to mature. You're beginning to take root or take note and come into agreement. You know what's really important, everybody, is you really get out of it what you put into it with your spiritual life. And it's not just about like going to church and just reading the Bible. I mean, those things are great, but it's about really understanding God's heart, really understanding his character, really understanding who he is, learning to hear his voice. And when you do this, we begin to mature in different levels. And as we mature, he can trust us with more, because God is family. And we tend to stay in the servant mode, you know. The servant mode is, hey, whatever God asked me, I would do, which is true. It's great, but you can't live there. If you try to live in a servant mode, then you'll never advance. Like if you had a child, you know, if you have a child, or my daughter, when, you know, when she was younger, that I wanted her to learn to clean her room. I didn't want to ask her to clean her room all the time. There became a time when she actually could make decisions, and that's the same as your spiritual life. You want to know the heart of the Father. She knows the heart of the Father. And you want to know the heart of your Father, and then know when to be able to actually make these decisions on your own. And so that's the kind of like the doing the homework. You're learning, you're advancing. That's the doing the homework in the dream. So here's another dream. I dreamed that a nurse was taking my blood pressure. All right. Well, two things. Could be your health, you know, or it's probably God is going to take things, you know, and he's going to move them up. That blood pressure, didn't say if it was high or low, but he's going to change things in your life, and he's sending healing for you to keep you calm, because that's what blood pressure does. It gets you all pumped up, and a nurse could be the Holy Spirit or an angel, and God's sending you help to keep you calm, because that is the raising the blood pressure. And I'm going to take a drink of water, because I am suddenly thirsty. All right. Nina's typing away. Thank you so much, Nina, in the chat room. Let's hear it for Nina. She's doing a great job. And I did want to mention that we've had some reports of some people on our chat room harassing people. And we just, you know what? Just cut it out. You know, come on. Get a life. Don't start, you know, harass people and do anything bad. And so we offer these things free. And if you haven't had problems, let us know. Email us off my website. And don't worry, though. This is just the enemy always just trying to harass. No one can get to you on the internet. But I just want to just say, speak this in Jesus' name. Cut off all the attacks we've been having against my webcast. And even people would have a peaceful time. God wants to use the internet. That's why we're seeing such an attack against the internet. And I know that by ministry, we focus about 75% of our efforts are on the internet, and 25% are live events now. It used to be the other way around, and I was on the road 150 days a year. Now I'm way less than that, and kind of switching it to the internet. And it's more strategic. We can get things done. We can touch more people. We can do it at more economical cost. And that's why we've been running into some rough patches the past year, with upgrading our websites, getting more and more people, got people from everywhere, and keeping it all, everything going on. And so anyway, just thanks to my staff and everyone who's been working with me and helping me do all these things. And all right, we got another one. I had a dream that I'm told to knit blue mittens, and the tension on the mittens were too tight. and I give them to the man who was the Lord. I give the mittens to him, and he's happy. So if I'm getting this right, you're supposed to have instructions from the Lord to knit these blue mittens, but the tension's too tight. I don't understand knitting, but I guess they were too tight. But you give them to the Lord, and he's happy. So God's asking you to do things, you know, and mittens are covering of hands, which is relationship. And he's giving you the gift of hospitality and relational interaction. And it's interesting about the blue mittens, you know, that's the sign of the prophetic. But it was given to the Lord. And so in other words, the tension in your life, listen, here's the prophetic word of that. The tension in your life is going to cause you to be able to please the Lord. Use this tension right now. Use these things that are actually fun, and he's going to open some stuff up for you. Don't give up, in other words. And I call it, you know, we're contending for more. We want to contend for more, but there's tension today. The tension to contend. And if you get through the tension, you'll contend for something new, and it will open amazing doors to you. Here's another dream. I'm driving from the back seat, and I'm scared but I don't crash. My eyes are closed, but I can't see. So if you're driving from the back seat, that means that you're doing something in your life that you have not been given authority to do. That's not a bad thing. But people fall asleep at the wheel. I had a dream that my boss was, she's driving, and she's not even paying attention. I have to reach over and from the passenger side or the back seat, I had to reach over and drive because she wasn't doing anything, saved our lives. And so if you're driving from the back seat, that means that you're probably doing things that someone has not given you authority to do, but you're having to do it. So what you do is begin to pray that God would correct this and bring you the authority. It could be that God's preparing you right now, but you need to continue to grow as you go. All right. We got anything else going on? We're coming down to it. We lost a few minutes on our technical difficulty, and I know what the problem was on my Mac. There was an update being installed on my Mac right before, and I couldn't even get it to stop. I restarted three times, and it wouldn't stop. I had the updates turned off, but something weird was going on. So I popped my secondary Mac up, in case you're watching, and that's why the color's all off, because I popped it up really quickly, and this is the first time I've ever used this for the webcast. So if you're tuning in, you'll find that this might look a little bit weird, and I have green hair because, yes, I've had green hair all my life. It's just I use lighting. No, I'm kidding. All right, hey, we got something. I was on a highway. Here's a dream that I was on a highway but didn't have a car, and I was trying to run on the highway but was stopping for directions and seemed lost. My husband passed in 2011. All right, so I'm assuming that this is a second dream. So running on the highway, but you're on the highway, but you don't have a car, and you're running. This is talking about your destiny, something God's called you to do. He hasn't brought in the vehicle yet to get you to what you need to do. You feel lost getting directions. God wants to change that around. Then the rest of this is my husband passed in 2011. The dream that I was at our office, and he told me to look for the paperwork at for a client on the wall. And something's kept, and it was dated 2012, and so I don't know what ums are kept, but I don't know the details of that dream. So, but anyway, that someone's husband died in 2011. They had a dream that the husband actually told him to look for paperwork on the wall. So in other words, there's something that there still needs to be taken care of. Something that they needed done. I don't know what the details of that would be. You'd have to pray that through. It looks like it was happened a while back. Okay, we are coming down to it. Maybe one more, Nina. I see Nina is typing right now, and one more. But I'm going to just say that, hey, if you haven't gotten it, I have Understand Your Dreams Now, Spiritual Dream Interpretation. It's on Kindle. It's on Nook. It's on everything. You can go to my website, DougAddison.com, and you'll be able to get it in a paperback, or go to Amazon, or even a PDF version. A lot of people have been helped by this. It's got a dream dictionary, walks you right through. Maybe get one for someone else as well. Powerfully, positively funny stand-up comedy. I'll be doing stand-up in New Jersey on Friday night. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. But this is my last, my only comedy stand-up comedy DVD. And here we go. I got one last dream before we go. I had a dream that I was praying to get pregnant, and we realized that I was very pregnant and gave birth to twin boys, a boy and a girl. Okay, praying that God would give you something new, but God is actually doing it right now, and he's doing a double anointing. It's something new. The significance of the boy and the girl probably doesn't necessarily mean much. Just focus on the fact that he's doing something new in your life, and it is amazing. And I'm so grateful for Nina in the chat room. And I just want to remind you then, go to my website, DougEdison.com. Sign up for my free ebook, Night Dreams Reveal Your Life Dreams. That's really packed full of some good stuff. It is a very, very good resource. Also, on my blog, you can get blog updates and the Daily Prophetic Word. Consider donating to us. Become a partner. If you become a monthly partner, we get you on the Insider Prophetic updates that come out every week. And also, I do phone calls with our partners and things like that every so often. And that's for people who just donate on a monthly basis or one-time donation. Give us a hand. We really appreciate that. I'm so grateful for our partners and intercessors. And we can't do what we do without you. And follow me on Twitter, Doug T. Addison on Twitter, Facebook, The Doug Addison. We release all of our stuff up there as well. All right. Well, God, we thank you for all that you're doing. We ask you to do an amazing breakthrough in people's lives. Father, I pray for that wind of change to open the doors. And I thank you that a door has been opened that can't be closed. And I thank you, Father, that there's a new time right now. And the prophetic is being increased right now. The hearing you, the understanding and timing of your seasons is going to come into play. And Father, I thank you for all the things. The people are even getting healed right now on the webcast. Healed right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you to Nina. And wow, I was just looking at my video and I do have green hair. Anyway, God bless you guys. See you on the internet.